Is that one of the more satisfying games you've ever enjoyed in your career?
I think it's, you know, a good win because it's the, you know, the one that we got today. I think you go against a football team like the Chargers, the talent that they have on all sides of the ball. You know, looks good when the game plan goes together. So I think we just continue to build on the things that we've, you know, done each and every week, work hard in practice, and, you know, we keep it rolling. We got a big week ahead of us, you know, play a division rival in Buffalo coming up.
Is there any sweeter pick on the week's
events? Well, I think the big thing for us is try to maintain, you know, some consistency and focusing on the game plan and not really worry about the outside distractions. There's really nothing that we as players could have done, you know, with the video or without the video or with the situation, with the fines and, you know, whatever the punishment was. I think I said it earlier in the week, the best thing to do is just to go out and perform, and the rest of it take care of itself. So, you know, everybody's going to have their own opinion of how we win. We just got to win. No, I think, you know, we are one in this locker room. That's including the coaches, trainers, you know, equipment staff, and we try to do things as a unit all the time. And I think, you know, it was a tough situation for one of us that is, you know, in our family. And I think, like I said, the biggest thing to do when situations like that, whether it be tragedy, whether it be distractions such as the video thing or the situation with Rodney, the best thing to do is just go out and do your job. And, you know, as you move forward, the situation will alleviate itself. And, you know, next thing you know, next week they'll be talking about something else.
Was it more difficult this week to avoid those distractions and concentrate and focus?
I don't think so. I think as a professional, it's a part of your job to do those types of things. And with the older type guys that we have in this locker room, I think, you know, we try to show the younger guys the direction to go. And I think the older guys do a good job of trying to, you know, deflect those things so that we don't get distracted. And, you know, tough situations come up all the time. So, you know, we dealt with it, tried to move forward. I think we're moving forward. And we come in tomorrow, take a look at the film, and go forward the rest of the week preparing for Buffalo.
Rosie, how much joy was going on out there? It seemed like an awful lot.
Well, I think it was no more than a typical game. I think just like last year when we played them in the playoffs, it was, I mean, you talk back and forth the whole game. I think those situations can get out of hand if you let them get out of hand. I think the officials did a good job of trying to maintain some consistency in their calls and trying to break up, you know, what could be a skirmish. But, you know, they're competitors just like we are. They want to win just like we want to win. I think sometimes you get in situations where your emotions may, you know, push you to do something that you may not want to do. And, you know, we're fortunate that we didn't get any personal fouls or anything that would have hurt the team tonight.
Were they getting the best game you played in the past week?
No, I think, you know, I think everybody knew that that was, it was the situation that was at hand from last year. And it makes me feel better about it that it wasn't, you know, didn't seem like they had a whole lot of hard feelings about what happened. I think as you read some of their comments, you know, during the course of the week, like Sean's comments about, you know, the lights out dance and how he said he would like to teach us how to do it better, et cetera, et cetera. I think we're grown men, as I said earlier in the week, and we're playing a little kid's game, and sometimes we do things that we shouldn't do. And I think he was a professional about it, about accepting and, you know, moving on. If you can't, you know, sometimes people poke fun at you. And a lot of times, if you're good, then you're going to get poked fun at. And that guy is a good linebacker. And, you know, that was, it was a situation that we probably wouldn't do it again. As you saw, we didn't do it again. And you relive the situation, just go out and play football.
Adelis Thomas.
It was just an instinct, you know. I kind of shot the gap, and that's kind of like what it was. I don't know who's trying to block me. Somebody tried to come back and block me, but they was just running different things. You know, they had just kind of like a new play that they had put in. And so that's kind of like, you know, just shot the gap and try to make a play.
It seems like every time there are external pressures on this team, it somehow rallies and is able to stomp the team the next week. As a first-year observer of that, how did that play out in the locker room this week?
How did what play out?
The external forces bringing the team together. Was there anything in particular that was said that this game was a proving point?
No, I mean, we just moved on. You know, everything, you know, this week that we just came in, we know it was all about the Chargers. We weren't worried about anything else. We don't worry about things we can't control. You know, we can't control anything else. We control how we play. We control how we prepare. And those are the only things that we can control, and that's the only thing we focused on.
Was that different being with the Patriots as opposed to other teams and to how they deal with adversity?
No, I mean, it just depends. Everybody does things differently. You know, it just depends on the situation. Every situation is different. And so I think, you know, that we handled the situation good from the top down. And, you know, it's been, you know, everybody handled things differently. But as far as how other teams would have handled it, I'm not sure.
When you first came here from to the Patriots, everybody talked about your ability to play pass defense. Is it really satisfying that you could show everybody so early in the season? Is something like that?
I don't play this game to show you guys anything. You know, that's one thing. I mean, I just go out there and try to play for the guys in this locker room. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that go out and work with you. I'm not here to try to prove a point to anybody. You know, I'm trying to go out there and do my job, and my job is to go out there and be where I'm supposed to be and make plays when it's my turn to make plays. And that's, you know, that's what you go out there to do. You don't never go out there and say, well, I'm going to show everybody what I'm here to do. That's not my style of play. You know, I just kind of go out there, do my job, and if you say I didn't do a good job, it really doesn't matter. As long as my players and coaches see me satisfied and doing what I'm supposed to do, then I'm fine. No. I mean, it's just the fact that, I mean, after, you know, you don't know where they are or whatever, you just run fast as you can. And you know, again, once I looked up at the Jumbotron, then I knew it was good. You get more and more comfortable. You get more and more comfortable every time. You know, I say it'll take reps. You know, that's the only thing that can take the place of that. And so every time that you go out there, you'll get more and more comfortable with it. What's that? I mean, it's just drop back and reading the quarterback. You know, and when he did, he threw it. I broke on it and caught it. I dropped one last week, so I told him I owed him one. So it was a good, you know, it was a good thing, and just ran like Forrest. No, I didn't hear any footsteps. I looked up at the jumbo, like I said before. I looked up at the Jumbotron and saw the guy. He wasn't, you know, I think he started to kind of tailor down maybe like 20, 25 yard line, and so I think by the end, you know, he was in the end zone and ready to celebrate.
How much are you enjoying being a New England Patriot?
I've been enjoying it the whole time. You know, from training camp, I came here, and, you know, it's been a lot of fun. It's been received well by the players as well as the fans. And so I look forward to continuing to be here.